Yes, it is Thursday, August 11, the Big Sports Breakfast, Sky Sports Radio, and a very good morning to you if you're just tuning in. Alex Demonor, 5-all in that second set, upper set against Grigor Dimitrov over in Montreal. Nick Kyrgios has just beaten Daniil Medvedev in three sets, but it's our Rugby League Hour, and joining us ahead of his true cameo tomorrow morning, where he's on with us again for the whole 3.5 hours today. Steve Blocker-Roach, morning to you.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you? I've had a great week. I've really disturbed this morning. I've seen some pictures of Clarkey over there in Paris drinking champagne on his own.
Well, there's a second glass.
I beg your pardon?
There was a second glass in the photo.
I didn't see the second glass.
Yeah, it was only half of it, wasn't there, Lots?
I think
someone else had to take the photo too, Stephen Blocker-Roach.
You're a bit like Sherlock, aren't you?
I prefer Clumbo.
It's a sleuth.
So how are you blokes going anyway?
I can't wait till tomorrow.
Hey,
I'm concerned about you. Yeah. You just told me you're calling the game tonight for Fox Sports.
I'm doing the footy tonight, yeah.
And then you have to be in here nice and early tomorrow morning.
Yes. What time's the footy finish at night on Thursday nights?
I'll tell you exactly. It'll be finishing, if it doesn't go to extra time, around
you'll be
quarter
up late
to
too.
10 to 10.
10 to 10?
Quarter
so
to 10.
What time
10
do you
10.
Get on Fox?
I get on at
10:30.
5 to 11.
5 to 11.
For 3 minutes.
No, but hey, it's a good 3 minutes.
Yeah, mate, it's the best 3 minutes. I was going to say the best 3 minutes of my life, but I mean, it's the best 3 minutes I have at that show, yes.
Hey, boys, I want to know a little bit about punting etiquette. I don't bet much,
right?
But I get some Herculean tips every week.
Herculean,
yes, mate.
So they are the strike rate.
They are the grouse, I might add.
Right.
From my mate Graham, I won't tell everyone his last name, but right every week. And then I send it to my brother who's a punter, and every Monday he rings me and goes, "Oh mate, those tips are fantastic," right? And I give him the tips without me. He'd have nothing.
So you get a
with
cut.
The punting. Well, that's what I'm going to ask. What's the etiquette there for if you give someone a big tip?
Nah,
you can't.
Well, you don't get any fat off it.
Nah.
Because if you lose, what happens then? Do they come to you and ask?
No. But if you have a big, say you won 30 gorillas, Loz.
Oh, yeah, if I won 30 gorillas, you got to get a slice.
Nah. So you've got to put the money on yourself, Block.
Well, you know.
For the reason that Loz just said, because there's nothing more annoying.
But what if your mate wins at 100 to 1 and you've tipped it? You don't get anything.
Well, if it's 100 to 1 and it's a tip and you haven't had a bean on it, then that is unfortunate.
But I don't bet. I've given it to my brother, so he should give me a lick.
Yeah, I think that's right too.
You wouldn't give him a cent.
Of course he would.
Of course I would.
He's a generous bloke, Laurie.
You would not.
Well, you I mightn't, but tomorrow I would.
or even just a Kempton Dooner if you're in the pub and that.
Yeah.
Just buy you a schooner or something.
Yeah, I reckon you'd buy it. Yeah, if you're there, you're buying it. You're buying a round of drinks, Block, or a couple of rounds.
You're definitely doing that.
Mm.
Car behind the bar for, period of time.
Yeah.
Perhaps if you won 30. Definitely, actually. Yes, that's just happening.
Yeah, no, that's exactly right.
Or you don't buy a beer for the rest of the night, do you?
If
you tip something like that. Mm. They should be bowing and saluting.
So they don't give you any readies, nothing.
Nothing.
Not a lick, not a slice.
Sorry.
I think you
change the rules.
Yes, I think you're. I think you're
change the etiquette rules for punny.
I think you're a scab.
Okay.
Scab.
Yes.
Peel the scab back.
Because it is just amazing. Everyone has had it. Melbourne Cup Day, when someone comes to you, and Loz, you've worked here long enough now that people come to you, I'm sure.
They've got a million tips.
What are you tipping? You like Auntie Beryl or Uncle Mal come to you and go, "What's your one tip today for the Melbourne Cup?" And within seconds, they go past the finishing post and you're already getting the abusive messages.
Oh, they're on you. What would you know?
Punter.
You idiot.
Yeah, you idiot. Stuff. Oh, 100%.
You can do what my mate does, Block. He goes around a pub and he'll go, 7 in the next. then he'll go to another bloke and go, 11 in the next. Then at some stage, you got someone that you don't know coming over your table, mate. Thanks for that.
Does he talk like all the Balmain boys talking out of the phone?
Yeah. Just really sly, you know. Hey, Block, I was in the city yesterday.
are you doing in the city? Hang on, before you start.
Yes.
How did you get in? Not many cab. People drive into the city. That's
I
right.
cabbed it in.
Okay.
So I was at this establishment.
What, a pub?
A pub.
Can you name it? Because I want to know if I've been there.
Yeah. You know what? I don't know the name of the pub, but it's on York Street.
Mm-hmm.
And how funny is this? I know the pub opposite to the pub I was in.
Why did you go to the pub that you knew?
Well, I don't know what it was called. So there's a pub called the Forbes Hotel, and the pub directly or diagonally across from it, I was in that one, but I don't know what the name
now,
is.
Now, Laurie, going into the city like that, was there any of this? Do you know what that is?
Knock.
That is opportunity.
Oh, opportunity.
Yes. Was it an opportunity?
Oh, I didn't know what you meant by.
No, that's what that is.
I just thought that was a knock.
That's opportunity
knocking.
I didn't
know where you were going. No. Well, there was an opportunity.
I thought there might
there
be.
Was a, there was
now
an opportunity.
Now we're getting to the gist of it.
So,
yes.
This man proceeded to tell me that he was your hooker for a number of years down at West Wollongong. And his name, if I can remember
Johnny
it right.
Johnny King.
No.
What was his name?
Is it Pete Grogan?
Peter Grogan.
Peter Grogan. Peter is that Grogan. Right?
You'll never forget a Grogan.
No, that's exactly right. And that's exactly what I said to him.
Great bloke,
once
Pete.
A Grogan, always a Grogan.
That's it. You'll never be anything
You'll
else.
Never be anything else. And
but
he told me
he was.
He played
yes, he
with
did.
You. And he
did.
Told me that yeah. you would know him straight away.
I know him straight away, Peter Grogan. I do. They had a plasterboard business, him and his dad. His dad was a great mate of mine too. Well, he's like a father figure to you.
Yeah.
And Pete, great, what was he doing up there?
He was there at this establishment, and he told me that he was involved with West Wollongong.
The Mighty Red Devils, yes.
And so I thought Peter you and Grogan. Jimmy Jack were around the same age, but he said that Jimmy was
Gary Jack,
younger or older.
No, Gary Jack is a year older than me.
Right.
So do you know a little bit of trivia here? I don't know if you'd know this. Gary Jack, when he first left the Western Suburbs Red Devils in Wollongong, went to West. He played with the Magpies first for 1 year. Jimmy Jack played for the Magpies for 1 year, and then Keith Barnes got him and came over to the Tigers.
I didn't know that.
Well, hang on.
I found out.
There you go. You learn something every day.
Yeah.
The great Gary Jack.
Yes, but he said to say hello.
Oh, Peter Grogan.
And I told Pete I would do it on air.
He's a, mate, he's a lovely
good
bloke.
Good fella. Pete,
a lovely bloke. He ran the same age as me, you know.
Yes.
Was? Yeah.
And his mate.
It's amazing that we played together.
His mate.
Who was his mate? Keith Cecil. No.
Oh, no. But his mate is in two horses.
Yeah.
One is Jemaya, and the other one is Count De Rupi.
Ah, they're with Robert and Luke Price.
And
obviously.
He told me to leave them out of any multi.
Did he? Peter did.
So he put the hard word on
you know what?
And said, mate,
leave him out.
Never put him in your multi.
See, I know Pete really well. There'd be some sort of lick in it for him too. He's not going around with blokes with horses. And
oh, really?
Oh, mate. Yeah.
100%. Two very good horses too, by the way.
Two good horses.
By the way, Jackson from Brisbane on the text line. Hey, lads, I tipped my mate the first four in the Melbourne Cup when Vowan Declare won. Won 32K, he did. And he gave me $2,000. I didn't have a cent on. So there you go. He tipped his mate the first four who won $32,000. His mate gave him a couple of grand.
Jeez, that's a good friend.
That's a good friend, but he's still got 30 left
for
himself.
If you're tipping him the first
two
four,
gorillas.
Why are you not having anything on Jackson from Brisbane on Melbourne Cup
Day? He said that.
Yeah, I know. But
he didn't
why?
Have any cash.
Well, he just said he didn't have a cent on. Didn't have a bet.
He mightn't have any fat.
Boys, I've just found out the name of that hotel.
CBD?
The CBD Hotel in the middle of town block. There you go. That's
what is
the
it called?
The hotel I was at. The CBD.
The CBD.
Well, that's bad, isn't
but
it?
Who?
Knowing the pub across the road, but not knowing the pub I was in.
But if you knew the pub across the road, you're generally in that one.
Because when I got the cab in and he pulled up around the corner, because it was easy for him to then get back onto the bridge.
Yeah.
So I got out, walked down, but I didn't know what pub it was.
All I got was
75 York Street.
You look after yourself too. What? How many Kemptons did you have?
How many what?
Kemptons. Kempton Dooners. Schooners.
Oh, Schooners.
Oh, this bloke, mate. Where's he been this bloke? Honestly.
I was well behaved.
Were you?
Put it that way.
You're drinking light these days, aren't you?
It's a work week.
Mid-strength. Oh, well, that's is light mid-strength?
I didn't actually have a beer. There you go.
Didn't you?
No.
You're in a pub and you didn't have a beer.
He's very good during the week.
That's like having steak and no gravy. Yeah,
but I had to go on Fox last night. That's the reason. So
professional, mate. Mm. I shan't be having a beer tonight before I go do the footy.
No, I know. But what else have you got for a spot? Because you know what I love when you come in here when you got the paper. I know you're on.
Oh yeah. Well,
I know you're on.
Yeah. But I almost
almost
forgot my glasses this morning, so I had to go back and get them. Mate, things are getting difficult now in the memory.
When did you realise you didn't have the glasses? Before you got in the car, as you walked
I got in the car,
right,
and turned it on, and then went, I haven't got my glasses. Expletive. then I thundered upstairs again, waking up poor Catherine Bridget. So I don't know.
Geez, you're home early.
She goes,
is this Steve? Bill, get out. Steve hasn't left yet.
She goes, please, can you just go up those stairs a bit lighter? Well, I was cranky. I forgot my glasses.
So you were stamping.
What do you think I said?
When you're cranky, you just stamp a bit.
Well, I get
a bit harder.
I go a little bit harder. Yes, of course.
Steve Blocker Oak joining us. Blocker, you were just telling us off air what Reggie the Rabbit gave you
I was up at the game last week, and I went back to the hotel. My son was staying there, and I just went back to have a beer with him and a talk to him and all that sort of stuff. Anyway, Reggie the Rabbit was there. I didn't know it was Reggie the Rabbit, but I guess because he's only a little fella, eh?
Charlie.
Charlie, yes. He came up and talked to me, but he gave me some lip about the old days and that.
Did he?
Yeah, I couldn't remember what he was talking about.
Oh, yeah, no.
Yeah, you know, Redfern. Remember when the old ladies used to hit with the umbrellas and all that sort of
walking
stuff?
Walking out of the tunnel.
Yeah.
Oh, but, mate.
Oh, Reg, mate, it was lovely to see him. I didn't know him without his uniform.
Now, what's
mate? I tell you what, they are a well-run club, South Sydney. In their all their marketing department and the way they run things, they're very good.
Mm. Yeah. This text, then, don't know how much you can say. It's without notice. Morning, boys. Can you ask Loz and Blocky about the end of season trip to the Ocean Now Resort in '89?
Not the Ocean Blue.
Mac
the
from Rutherford.
Mac up, May. The Ocean Blue.
Remember that? We always used to go there for end of season trips. The Ocean Blue.
Do you remember, Loz, they used to have They used to have a pole going across the pool and they'd grease it up and you had to sit on it and have pillow fights. Full of drink.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that was good. Good.
That's been where all the footy teams stayed.
The Ocean Blue.
Where
is it?
Do you know?
The Gold Coast.
The Gold Coast. Okay. Do you remember, Loz, Melba's? Is Melba's still
there? No, it burnt. Did it burn Melba's down?
No, it's still there. Isn't
or
it?
No, it's gone. I remember seeing something about this. Because, mate, this happened when we were on air a couple of years ago, because I think it was during COVID. I think it closed down maybe even during COVID.
On that Cavill or it burned Ave. Down. Is that right? Cavill Ave?
Mate, you know what? It was funny because I don't remember the guys' names that used to run it, but mate, I reckon we went there for 20 years, to up the Gold Coast. I don't reckon whenever we went to Melbourne, I don't think we ever bought a beer.
I don't think you ever. Well, mate,
every footy
never,
player, I know. Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
Closed down.
They must have run out of money.
May 2020 closed down. May 2020.
We'll reopen it then. That was a grass joint.
It was, wasn't it?
Oh,
Melbourne,
awesome joint. Cocktails and Dreams around the corner.
Yeah. Beg your pardon?
That was the name of the joint.
What was it called?
Cocktails and Dreams.
Taking your fancy, dreams that one, were made.
I liked the chicks that used to get the money out of the parking and all that. Remember them?
Oh, the meter.
Meter eaters.
Oh, meter mates.
Meter mates, yeah.
They dressed well for that job, didn't they?
All right. What have we got here as far as... Yeah, a lot of people texting in about giving cash away if you give someone a tip, etc.
Mm.
Morning, lads. RE backing a winner and sharing your good fortune. Now, I might have to... Loz, can you just pre-read that and tell me if I'm allowed to...
Don't read it out loud.
And whilst that, I'll read this one. Bloke won over $1 million at South Hurstville RSL 20-odd years ago, and the lousy... B only gave the lady $1,000 for selling the ticket to him.
$1 million?
$1 million.
$1 million.
South Hurstville RSL.
Would that be in cash?
No. Hmm. Nah.
I wonder what $1 million bucks in cash looks like. I'd love to know. Loss, what is it?
Clark, he's got a few suitcases.
Loss, what's it look like?
What's that?
Million in cash.
I wish I
remember Super League days? Oh, no, sorry.
Don't bring up the war.
Super Greed,
you
I used
to call
it. You
can read that one, mate.
I can?
Yeah.
God, I was filthy. I missed out on Super Greed by about 3 years.
Yeah, when was your last year? 92.
92, I finished. 92. When was Super Greed?
Five.
1995, was it?
End of 95. Mm. No, start of 95, yeah. Mm. Start of 95.
Mm. Morning, lads. RE backing a winner and sharing your good fortune. It also applies to husband and wife teams. If you back it, you keep the spoils. And if he's lucky, I may shout Chinese for tea. Okay, Kath from Inverell saying that. Thanks for the topic for this afternoon's faculty meeting discussion. Big Sports Breakfast always delivers on the big issues. Kath from Inverell
yeah, of course.
Sending that through.
Loz, what about if you do a job on the side that's not your normal job and you get a bit of a little bit of lovely for it, right? Do you come home to the wife and do you give a half or do you keep the lot or what do you do?
It depends if she knows I've gone.
This bloke. This bloke's one of the best. Where are you going today, darling?
Yeah, it depends.
So you tell a furphy?
Well, yeah, if the freight is big enough, I tell a furphy. Otherwise, you just spill your guts.
But does
so
she
to
know?
Speak.
Does she know where your cunning kick is? If you're hiding any of the
loot. No, I move it around. She discovered it 1 year because I had it in my snow boots, all right? It was at the back of my wardrobe.
Yeah.
And our friends were going to the snow and they needed some boots.
And they found 20 gorillas in your boots.
She said, come round and I'll get lorries. You can try on lorries. So she got them out, found them, and I'd stuffed a bit of money into the shoes. But she played a trick on me, Block. She played a trick on me. She goes, George came around and I gave him your snow boots.
Oh, no, you would have been.
And I sat on the lounge. I didn't say anything.
You start crying.
I'm thinking, I've got George's number in my phone here. I better give him a ring. Just let him know. And then I didn't say anything. And then George just lives around the road. Down the road. So I do the old, I've got to go. She goes, where are you going? And she knows I hate giving stuff away. I said, I'm just going down the road. She said, are you going to George's?
She knew straight away. She's too smart. Yeah.
Goodbye.
And I went, I could be. She said, why are you going there? I said, I don't know whether I'm going there or not. I said, I'm just going for a drive. I've got to go and meet someone down at the pub.
Yeah.
And yeah, she couldn't contain herself any longer. She started
laughing. Here's your wad.
Yes. She brought it out and gave it to me. And she said, and I'll be having half of that.
So what do you reckon?
So I change it now. I move it around.
What do you reckon's a fair thing? Give them half or?
Oh, no. Quarter. You're not going to give them half, Block. You do that when you get divorced.
I don't want to know about that.
What's this one? Found $560 tab ticket in the tab machine. Found the rightful owner, as I knew he'd been putting a few bets on. Didn't even get a schooner out of it. Well, if someone goes and gives you a $560 tab ticket and you're at, you know, your local establishment, you got to be giving them, at least buying them a beer.
Nothing.
Oh, come off.
Nah, Loz, you're not like that. You're one of the most generous blokes I know. You're saying you wouldn't give them anything.
Nothing. I'm a hard ass bloke. Oh. You know how hard I am.
No, you're not.
Back to the big sports breakfast. Now, over in Montreal at this ATP tournament, yes, Alex de Minaur has beaten Grigor Dimitrov 7-6, 7-5 after Nick Kyrgios beat the world number one, Daniel Medvedev, in three sets earlier. So they'll now play each other in the next round, the two Aussies. Flying at the moment. Steve Blocker Roach joining us. We are going to preview the games. Block, what have you started here this morning about punting etiquette? Some of the texts we're going to go through shortly, but you said you had something for
us. And about cash too. I had an Irish uncle. It was my wife's uncle, really, but he's mine now through marriage. Oliver Ray. He's not with us anymore. He's a beautiful man. Oliver Ray. What a great name.
Lovely name.
Oliver Ray. He was a farmer. Anyway, he came out from Ireland and we took him down the fish markets in the middle of summer. And he had this, like, big, like, overcoat Mate, it was 40 degrees. So I said, Oliver, mate, you know, it's 40 degrees. He was sweating. You could see, you know, the Irish sweat anyway, you know, when they come to Australia, the heat and that, and he's sweating and everything. I said, Oliver, you want me to take your coat? And he said, no. He said, you know, they won't take my coat. I said, mate, what? You know, why wouldn't you take your coat off? It's 40 degrees. He opened his coat up, and I reckon he had 20 gorillas. Yeah. He thought someone had knocked his cash off on that. You know?
All right, some of these are outstanding.
Cash.
This is my favourite, Loz. Yeah. So, hey, boys. So, we're at the pub and lost a $200 tab ticket in the bin. It was very late in the night. No one in the pub but us. So we grabbed the full bin of tab tickets next to the tab machine, scanned the lot, walked away with 800 plus and a smile on our faces. Andy at Bathurst. So just thought, oh, well, we'll just scan all the tickets in the bin.
That could become a thing now in pubs over the weekend.
Oh, you watch
it this weekend.
Got the scanner out.
Oh, this is a good one. Boys and Blocker, thought I'd share a recent punting story. One punter in the local tab had a huge place bet on this horse, ran second in a close photo finish. The punter was so happy, he high-fived everyone, then shouted us coffees and hot food while he was getting the supplies correct weight declared. Now, on his return, he proceeded to the payout window and he realised there was an error on his ticket. He had backed the horse for win only. We feel guilty eating that food and drinking those coffees, Peter and Cam.
Sure you did,
sending that one through.
Do you remember Andy?
Guilty.
You remember Andy Gregory, the English halfback? Anyway, when he played down at Illawarra, I'll go quickly with the story. He was at the Harp Hotel, and he got a tip off the boys. They were all G'ing up. But what they did was they replayed a race, and they told him that this horse would win. So he went and backed it, and then they showed the race. And the horse wins, and Andy's, he won. And he goes, oh, shout the bar. But it was a replay. Got him, gone.
So he did manage to shout the bar before finding out.
Yeah, he shouted. Yeah,
because I reckon he was tight as, wasn't he, Andy Gregory?
Was he?
Yeah.
Geez, he was an abrupt little bugger, wasn't
mate,
he?
I tell you, he hit me one day, and you would have thought it was like running into you or Les Davidson or Cement or someone like that, mate.
He was a little pocket battleship, mate, wasn't he?
Yep.
I remember in the last test over in England, and remember Bozo said, oh, mate, don't retaliate. And, mate, they used to bash us.
You
at
couldn't
all
help yourself.
Mate, they used to bash us in the club game, remember? Anyway, the last test, Bozo sent out a message and said, mate, square the ledger. I said, tell him I didn't think he'd ever say it, right? And then Andy Gregory was bending over, putting the ball in, and I said to Ricky, push him in. Push him in the scrum. Did you remember that one?
I
got sent to the sin bin.
Yes.
I did the foxtrot, the Watusi on his melon and everything. What was it? Hey? But that's how you square up, isn't it?
That's the square up, what?
Square the ledger.
The all Balmain right. Fair go.
13 to 1.
One more yarn off the text line, just in regards to Alan Denham. The horse trainer left his tab voucher in the machine. I gave it back to him an hour later when he was walking out. He slapped a $60 voucher on the table, said, thanks, mate, have a drink on me. The voucher was for $360. He squared off with $60 for me and the boys, and we had a few rounds on our good stuff.
Good bloke.
Okay, round, what is it? 22.
Round 22. Can you believe, where's it going?
Ooh. Yep, four to go. Penrith, Melbourne, grudge match. Love a grudge match. $1.55 Panthers. Melbourne, $2.45. 4.5 is your line. Storm the plus. All indications are that Kikau will play. He was named on the extended, on the reserves, outside the 17, but in the extended squad.
Yeah, why wouldn't you start with Kikau if he's ready to play?
Well,
why would you have him on the bench? I reckon they'll shove him straight in there, won't they?
James Fisher-Harris suspended. Munster's back at 5'8 with Cooper Johns in the halves. Meany and Olam back in the side. No Kafusi, sadly, lost his father. Who are you tipping, Block?
After last week, I was disappointed in the Raiders last week up against the Panthers. At home, mate, virtually impossible to beat the Panthers. So the bloke I'm really impressed with was Sean O'Sutherland. Mate, he had a couple of tries this last week, and just his calmness, loss, just him around the ball and that, you know, just it didn't look like, it looked like he belonged there in first grade. So I mean, he's going to be a good buy down the track up there for the Dolphins. So I don't know, I can't go against him, but against the Panthers at home. But I'll tell you what I want to see. I want to see the Storm go after him. I want to see a bigger Soffa and all those sort of guys and the Bromwich boys and all that go after the Panthers because no Fisher Harris. You know, I reckon that's their only way. Mooney back to fullback. Cameron Munster last week with a hat trick, mate. How good was he at fullback? I mean, he didn't cover the kilometres that the normal blokes do, but mate, when he got himself involved, he was outstanding. He moves back to 5'8". Mate, Panthers for mine at home. I just can't go past them at home.
Yeah, I'm a Penrith man, and you're right with O'Sullivan. The structure that they got in place out there just suits him, and I think they just get the job done. The next man up attitude is working out there. Melbourne, they just haven't been at their best. Munster will have to produce an enormous game if they're to win.
And the Panthers, if they win this game and one more, that's the minor premiership wrapped up. Is that right?
Oh, I think it'd be just about.
I think it'd be just about wrapped up, wouldn't
just
it?
Just about. Yeah, we're getting very, very close. Penrith for me as well. Now the 6 o'clock game Friday night. Warriors $2.40. Bulldogs $1.58. 4.5. Your line here, Dogs the Minus, who were right in that game against the Cowboys before they conceded 3 tries in about 12 minutes in the second half last week in Bundaberg.
Yeah, you know what it was? The bench that came on, Cotter and all those sort of guys. Leilua, wow. What about Leilua? He could be an X-factor coming into the semi-final. Why didn't he do that for the Tigers?
He did at times.
Fair dinkum. I mean, but I think Todd Payton's told him to get involved. But anyway, I like the Dogs. I love the combination between Burton and Addo Carr. They've got this sixth sense. I like Avarillo at fullback. The Warriors, mate, last week against South, I think it was 36-0 at halftime. It could have been anything. I reckon they put the queue in the rate with 20 minutes to go. Not playing good footy. I'm a big admirer of Reece Walsh. He's a tough little fella. Gets himself involved. But, mate, I can't see anything but a Dogs win. I think the Dogs will win.
Mount Smart Stadium lost.
I'm nearly tempted to tip the Warriors. The Bulldogs have been playing some really good football, but the Warriors at home, they've only played 2 games and they've been highly competitive in both. They beat the West Tigers and done it very convincingly, I thought.
Was it 22-2 or something?
And then they gave the Melbourne Storm a run for their money over there as well and could have nearly beaten them. So I think being back at home is a huge advantage. I can't put them on the line.
It's hard to say.
Well, I don't trust the Warriors.
No.
I'll go Dogs.
We changed his mind. Midstream, he's changed his mind.
Dogs for me as well. Love this game Friday night. Para and South, wow. Combank Stadium. $2.35 for the Eels. Now, they've trimmed up a little bit. South's $1.60, 3.5 the line here. South's the minus. So South's favourites, they have won their last 5, though, against the Eels. Block?
Yeah, this is an interesting one. I don't know if everyone saw the game last week when South played the Warriors. Cameron Murray, that's the best performance I've seen in the first half all season. Mate, he was unbelievable. He scored one, set up a couple. It was Brad Clyde-like, Loz. I don't know if you saw the game. Jeez, he played. Mate, he was unbelievable. Mate, they got a good side. Cody Walker needs to hit a bit of form. He's still sort of, I don't know, making a lot of mistakes now, but it's only a matter of time. He's a wonderful player. He'll come good. I'm a big rap on their halfback, Ilias. I think he's a good player, can dig into the line. Latrell Mitchell get involved. Like last week only had 7 carries, but scored 2 and set up 2. You know, just the involvement. Imagine if that bloke said, I'm going to play for the full 80 minutes.
Yeah. Well, Joey says in his column in the Herald today, he just looked bored.
Yeah, he just looked like, it was just like a run in the park. This is a toss of the coin. I think if the Parramatta side, the true Parramatta side turn up, I think they'll be too good defensively for the South Sydney side. I'm going to go Parramatta.
I think they turn up with a tough attitude. They win. But I just haven't seen that consistently from them. So I want to see them do it week after week after week. I'll go with Souths off the back of that easy performance last week against the Warriors. And I think with Latrell, as you mentioned before, looking a bit bored in this game, I think he'll step it up in this game and I think he'll be the difference.
Parramatta.
Difficult game, though.
Parramatta over the odds game. Here. Over the odds, I'm tipping Para. Roosters $1.60. Cowboys $2.35. 3.5 is the line. Roosters the minus. 3 o'clock Saturday. SCG. Cracking game this one as well, Block.
I don't think it's any fluke that the Cowboys are in second position.
They're a good side.
They're a good side. And they were great off the bench last week, as I mentioned. You know, I've caught it back. And, mate, they were doing a little bit tough. It looks like he's back in the side this week. Mate, whenever can you write the Roosters off? I know they're in eighth place at the moment with Tedesco and Tupou and Manu and Keary and Walker and all those sort of guys. I just think the Cowboys play for the full 80 minutes. James Tedesco's 200th game too. Congratulations to him. That's a lot of games to play, especially at the level that he plays in week in and week out. But, mate, I'm going the upset. I know how hard the Roosters are to beat at the cricket ground and at home, but, mate, I think the Cowboys, it's no fluke they're in second spot.
I'm going the Cowboys too, Block. I know that the Roosters will be up for the milestone game with Tedesco, but they have the best, this is the Cowboys, they have the best away record or second best away record in the competition. And the Roosters have struggled, I think, at the SCG this year. But I like the Cowboys. And if I'm having a bet in this game, you know what the option I'd be taking? Because the Cowboys have started slow over the last month and then they've finished really strongly.
Roosters, cows, half full.
I reckon I'd go the half full.
Roosters first half, Cowboys second.
What price is that, my friend?
I will come back to you, Loz. Roosters, Cowboys, half full.
So I'm going to go cows to win. I think they win, but if I was having a bet, it'd be the half full because I think that'd be a decent price.
Okay, Roosters, Cowboys, half full double, $8.50.
Well, there you go.
$8.50 for you lot. I'm going to go against you blokes and tip the Roosters in that game against the Cowboys. Tigers, $4.50. Cronulla, $1.20. 5:30 Fox League Saturday. 13.5 is your line for this one. Tigers are the plus off a disappointing defeat. Blocky, you'd have to say. And this game is at Scully Park at Tamworth.
I'll be up there for this one, up in Tamworth, so looking forward to it. Mate, they're in third position for a reason, aren't they, the Sharks? And if they want to make the top four, they've got to win these sort of games. So, mate, too much strike for the Tigers. Mate, I'd love to see them put up a big fight, but, they've got some points in them now. Did you watch Cade Dykes play last week, Laurie? Jeez. Young fella coming in, third generation of the family, the Dykes family playing down there at Cronulla. And, gee, he's got something special, that kid.
And this week,
another off-season, he's going to be real good.
And Lachie Miller, who made his debut earlier this season, who was sensational, he's back in this week on the wing with Connor Tracy, copped that head shot from Tarek Sims last week. So, yeah. They just seem to be churning them out, the Sharks.
Well, they're playing some good football. They're a tough footy team, and they'll just be too good for the West Tigers. I was disappointed with the Tigers last weekend, coming off the back of a couple of good performances against the Cowboys and the Broncos.
They were flat at home, first 40 minutes.
They were off, but the Sharks... I don't know whether this would have happened before. So, Lachie Miller, I'm pretty sure, made his first grade debut at Coffs Harbour, and he's playing his second grade game in Tamworth. Do you reckon there'd be another NRL player that would have played two NRL or his first two NRL
away in
games
the country.
Away in the bush?
Yeah. It's a good question.
That wouldn't have happened before.
What's our open line number here? That's a good question.
That is stat of the year.
It's very good.
Is that a stat of the year?
Outstanding. L Daily.
See, my brain never stops.
First player in history
wish I knew
to
the
play their
to
first
that.
Two games of NRL games.
At in the country.
Harbour and Tamworth.
Yeah.
Or in the country, yeah.
Brisbane Newcastle, I'm tipping the Sharks there as well. Brisbane Newcastle, Bronx getting the wobbles. They're $1.11, 18.5 point favourites at the line. The Knights $6.50 with Clemmer back in the team, Block.
Good to see Clem back into the side too for the Newcastle Knights. He's been their best player all year. So that 1 week suspension for what? For doing, in my opinion, for doing nothing. They give him a week and really cost themselves. So although they won last week against the Tigers. Mate, the Broncos got the wobbles, as you mentioned. But, mate, they've played too good all this season to let it go now. I think we, on the back of Capewell and those sort of guys that have got the experience coming into the semi-finals, they've got to win this one. You know, if they lose this one against the Newcastle Knights and then lose another couple before the end of the season, they mightn't even make the eight. That's how important this game is. So I think the Broncos will be too good. I reckon they'll bounce back.
Yeah, I think they're going to be desperate, the Broncos, because this game is so important to them in terms of their chances of playing finals football. And if they can't beat Newcastle, they're going to do nothing in the finals. This is a must win, and I think they get it done.
Broncos for me. Canberra, $1.48. Sunday afternoon, 2 o'clock. Dragons, $2.65. 5.5 is the line here. Dragons, the plus in a Ricky Stewartless match block.
Yeah, I can't believe that Ricky won't be there. Geez, that'd be a stat too, how long it's been since Ricky Stewart hasn't been there at a Raiders game. He's been a coach for a long, long time there, and you know, he'll cop it on the chin. What he's done is, you know, he's the first to admit that he probably made a big mistake, or he did make a big mistake. But, mate, Ricky does a lot. Ricky does a lot for autism and things like that. So we've got to not lose face of what he actually does in the community. So I know he's done the wrong thing and he'll cop his punishment, but let's not hang him on that. Let's look at the whole picture. But anyway, without Ricky, look, I just can't get a rap on the St. George Illawarra side. I mean, you talk about teams that are hot and cold week in and week out. It's the St. George Illawarra side. They'll do it for Ricky, the Raiders, down at home. I think in ninth position, still a chance, a slim chance of making the eight. So I think this is a winnable game for the Raiders.
Yeah, I think it's a winnable game. I'm worried with Joe Tarpany being out. But the fact...
How long is he out for? He's done a rib, hasn't he?
Yeah, rib, maybe a week or two. Yeah, yeah. He's been their best player all season. I'd be very confident if he was playing. But, you know, Gula comes in. They've still got a strong forward pack. And I think my number one player, Jack Whiten, I think he'll have a fair impact on this contest. I think the Raiders to win.
Raiders for me as well. And then we finish the round with the Gold Coast Titans, $2.65. The Manly Sea Eagles, $1.48. 6.5 your line here. Titans the plus, this game being played on the Gold Coast block.
Too much strike, the Manly side. Some sort of way that they might, they're another sniff of making the semis. How good's a comp this year? We'll go right down to the last round, I reckon, before we know the eight. So Manly, too much to play for. The Titans, you know, they might as well go to Melbourne now. Or what was that other place? Ocean Blue.
Ocean Blue.
Yeah, Ocean Blue.
Bring back Ocean Blue Resort.
What was it? Melbourne's while you're at it.
What was your place, the infamous place at Southport, Loz, where you got the flight up at short notice in the off-season?
Oh,
after a night out at Canberra, and we had a million texts.
Kira Surf? Kira?
No. Further up. A huge afternoon joint.
Oh, Fisherman's Wharf.
That's it. Fisherman's
Wharf. Remember old Fisher's Wharf?
Oh, do I what?
That beautiful. Was the go on a Sunday block.
I went to Fisherman's Wharf and didn't even have any seafood.
You're too good, I'll say.
Well, that was a good joint too. You're bringing back a lot of great memories.
Who's winning this game, Loz?
Oh, Manly. I was sidetracked. I put my hand up. I was thinking of something else.
I can only imagine what you were thinking of. Manly for me as well. Block, are you ready again for a full slate tomorrow morning?
I am ready, willing, and able.
Thank you so much, mate. We'll see you then.
See you, boys.